If you take a look at any text in German, then without even starting to read, there is one thing you'll notice straight away. So many words are capitalized. Sie werden groß geschrieben. Yes, we don't use a fancy word like Kapitalisierung. That would be about money then. No, we simply say, ich schreibe das Wort groß. Ich schreibe das Wort groß if we capitalize it. Oder ich schreibe das Wort klein. Ich schreibe das Wort klein if we use lowercase letters. Ich schreibe das Wort groß oder ich schreibe das Wort klein. And today we'll find out why we do so. Hallo und willkommen. Hello and welcome to the Uplevel Your German podcast. Ich bin Charlotte, I'm Charlotte, founder of the language school Charlingua and host of this show. I help German learners around the world improve their German skills by building their confidence and fluency. It is my mission to make your language learning journey as easy as possible. You can download a PDF with all the phrases you'll hear in this episode. Just go to charlingua.de/podcast or follow the link in the description. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, then you'll notice that the link is a bit different this time. I had to change things around a bit. And, well, with this new link, charlingua.de/podcast, you'll get straight to a page with all podcast episodes, so you can click on the latest one or type the topic in the search bar, and then the opposite and the link to the PDF will come up. Or you can simply click on the link in the description, as always. Also, wir starten. Welche Wörter schreiben wir groß? First of all, just like in English, all proper names. Alle Namen werden groß geschrieben. All names are capitalized. Also, mein Name ist Charlotte, capital C. Und ich wohne in München. I live in Munich. So, München, Munich is the name of the city and it's capitalized, of course. But then, nouns. We took this name thing a bit more literally in German. As you might know, the words noun or nomen are from Latin and mean name. So, all nouns are capitalized as well. And that can be quite helpful for German learners because that way you know that these are the words that have grammatical gender, der, das or die, and that can be in one of the cases, nominative, accusative, dative oder genitive. If you're not sure what I'm talking about now, just go back to episode 16, that's where I talk about cases. I really don't remember where, but not long ago, I read on a website that you need to capitalize German verbs if they come with an article. Well, it may look like this if you have a sentence like, das Singen hat viel Spaß gemacht. The singing was really fun. But to be precise, singen is not a verb here anymore. It's a noun. It's a verb that has turned into a noun, ein nominalisiertes Verb. And we can turn any verb into a noun. Just put a das in front of it and capitalize it. And boom, you have a noun. In German, we say zack instead of boom. Zack hast du ein Nomen. Funny word, isn't it? Like when a snake suddenly snaps a mouse, or when a wizard turns a tissue into a rabbit with one tap of his Zauberstab, his magic wand. This quick movement, that's what we express with zack. Okay, so we can create new nouns from any verb by capitalizing the first letter and then their neuter. Of course, there are more ways to create nouns out of verbs, but they won't look exactly like the verb then. And adjectives? Adjectives are not capitalized, even adjectives describing nationality. Also, ich habe einen deutschen Pass. I have a German passport. Ich habe einen deutschen Pass. Then, deutschen is not capitalized. Es wird klein geschrieben. But adjectives can also be used as nouns. So, if we have the sentence, die schönste Blume, the most beautiful flower, then schönste is an adjective, not capitalized. But if I say, die schönste ist rot, just the most beautiful is red. Now the adjective has turned into a noun, and that means, yes, we need to use an uppercase letter. The next rule is just like in English and many other languages. Uppercase letters mark the beginning of a new sentence, so that will come to you automatically. The last category that gets nominalized is die höfliche Anrede, the polite address. You'll know that we have two ways to say you if we want to address someone, sie oder du. If you have any questions about that, just go back to episode 15. I'll also put a link to it in the description. So we have the informal du and the formal sie. If we use the formal sie or any other form to address someone formally, like in wie geht es Ihnen? How are you? Wie geht es Ihnen? Oder ist das Ihr Auto? Is that your car? Ist das Ihr Auto? Then you need to capitalize the Sie, Ihnen or Ihr. After all, you want to be polite, and so you show your respect by using the uppercase letter. And it also gives you a clear distinction between they are and you are, which both translate to sie sind. And the du? Well, if we address someone directly, for example, in a letter or an email, then we can capitalize the du or the dir in wie geht es dir. This used to be different before we had a spelling reform in 1996. So if you've got an older grammar book, it may tell you something else. But today you can do just as you please. So the good thing for you is that you can't go wrong here. And it also means that you will see Germans using both do capitalized and do not capitalized, and both are fine. Talking about letters and emails, you do not capitalize the very first letter of the text. So you start with Liebe or Liebe, dir so-and-so, oder mit sehr geehrter Herr or sehr geehrte Frau. And then you put a comma. And after a comma, we are still within the sentence, so there is no need to capitalize. At least that's what we think in Germany. Of course, if the first word is a noun or a formal Sie, then you go back to the rules we talked about before and use the uppercase letter. In English, you can also capitalize each word in a header. And it makes sense, because then the message stands out a lot more clearly. But that's not possible in German. You can either use only uppercase letters, so the whole words, every single letter, are uppercase letters, or you need to use the normal way of capitalizing words. And that's it. Not that difficult once you know the rules. As a recap, we capitalize, wir schreiben groß, proper names, Namen, nouns, die Nomen, like spoon, fork and knife, der Löffel, die Gabel, das Messer, and all words that are nominalized, turned into nouns, also nominalisierte Verben, das Lesen macht mir Spaß, I enjoy the activity reading, und nominalisierte Adjektive, wie die schönste ist hier. Den Satzanfang, the beginning of a new sentence. Und Die formelle Anrede, the polite way of addressing someone formally. If you'd like to keep these rules at hand when you're writing something, you can simply download my free PDF. Just follow the link in the description or go to charlingua.de/podcast. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Thank you for listening. Und bis nächste Woche in einer neuen Episode von Uplevel Your German.